Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled God's Great Commandment.
From Mark. You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition. And from the letter of James, dearest brothers and sisters, all good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or change. God willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save you. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for widows and orphans in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained by the world. The word as revealed by the Holy Spirit. All of God's creation is good. So what does James mean when he says to keep ourselves unstained by this world? I want to give you a personal example. When my brother, Father Carson Champlin, and I were preaching together and trying to establish the Thomas More Center, we were introduced to an exceedingly wealthy man who built most of the nuclear power plants in the USA. He appeared interested in our work, but then proceeded to say that we would have to submit our talks for his approval. This is the world where the pocketbook, the bank account, and the power tries to control our lives. Simply the world where the saving power of Jesus and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit gets forgotten or ignored. What is our primary focus in life? Money? Power over others? Me, only me? Have we, as an institutional church, focused on human tradition and disregarded the commandment of God? Jesus could not have been more clear. Love God. Love your human brothers and sisters. With all your strength and focus, and in parenthesis, the whole of creation. So James says, religion that is undefiled is to care for widows and orphans in their affliction. Who are they in contemporary society? The elderly and mentally anguished, the refugees fleeing criminal political leaders, the victims of war-torn countries, the alcoholics and drug addicted, the homeless, whether it is their own fault or they are victims, the children whose parents have abandoned them for whatever reason, the people who focus only on God, who dwells in unapproachable light and do not see the suffering body of Christ all around them. And perhaps ourselves. When we criticize others from our comfortable chairs or sit at dining tables with more than enough food, but, and it is a huge and wonderful but, we all have the Holy Spirit waiting patiently and lovingly for our openness to change our attitudes and our actions. And in our own small but collective ways, we can make a difference. Let the Spirit make it attractive and powerful.